Jo Berry this morning lost her father in the Brighton bomb. Good morning to you, Jo.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we heard an anger there, a deep-seated anger from Lord Tebbit there this morning. You lost your dad, Jo. Do you share that anger or do you admire Martin McGuinness?
I don't share his anger, and I understand why people like him are still angry. I chose to give up a desire for range, for revenge or anger, and find a way to bring peace and to reconcile. And I admire Martin McGuinness for what he's done for peace in Northern Ireland.
Tell me why you admire him.
Because he's sat down with former enemies, and I don't believe you can pretend that. That's real. Because I've sat down with a man who killed my father, and I know that it's an emotional engagement. It's not something that can be done just to achieve something. You have to feel it. You know, and his friendship with Ian Paisley was real. And in order to do that, I think he showed incredible courage, and his example of reconciliation influences everyone. It's showing a way forward, that we can change from hating people, wanting to kill people, seeing them as less than human, to actually building friendships and waging peace together. And that's got to be the way we move on from violent conflict. It's the only way. We have to start speaking with those we regarded as our enemy.
Did you get a chance to speak to with Martin McGuinness?
No, I feel sad I didn't. He sent me some messages, and we were trying to meet up when I was in Belfast, and it never worked. But he definitely supported me in the work that I've been doing.
And I'm just keen, Jo, for those. There's been quite a lot of criticism of Martin McGuinness this morning. I'm also keen, obviously, to try to make room as much as we can for those who admire what he did. And you do, don't you?
I do, because of the peace that we have now, and he played a big part in that. You know, he reached his hand out. And, you know, we can spend a lot of time talking about the injustice that happened on all sides and the terrible violence and the legacy that leaves, but that's not going to move us forward. What moves us forward is learning from the past and being able to listen to each other and see each other as human beings. When we demonise each other, then we stay in conflict, and it's probably going to be violent. So the way forward is very much on grassroots, on the political level, and there are amazing people doing this work, building reconciliation, creating safe places for people to share their stories and be heard. And for me, Martin McGuinness was a big part of the peace that we have. You know, I remember when the pain of losing my father. And it was just overwhelming and horrific, as you can imagine. And the one thing I wanted was to help create a world where others didn't have to feel that pain. And so that has been my motivation all the time, is how can we learn so that people's children, people's parents, loved ones, you know, aren't killed? Because no death is worth it, in my mind. And the way forward is to look at the roots and really understand. And I think the value that Martin McGuinness has is that he's demonstrated it, you know, with all his being, a different way of moving on.